We've been talking about mediation. I'd also like to check in for a moment about arbitration. I'm thinking arbitration in India, and how does this relate to the Singapore Convention? Can you talk to me for a couple minutes about that?
Sure. Appropriate disclaimers. While I have arbitrated, here at JAMS, about 80% of my partners are retired judges, and they're the ones that I leave to do the arbitration and do the arbitrating, just because, my background and my vision, if you will, is about helping people both address the interests they have and taking responsibility themselves for participating in decision making. Abdicating that decision to an arbitrator or a judge is sort of what drove me in this direction in the first place. That said, there's certainly plenty of room for arbitration. And in a lot of parts of the world, arbitration is the only access to justice or the preferred access to justice for many. So if you're talking about a big construction company from South Korea or Germany, doing business in India, they want nothing to do with the court system of India for reasons I've already discussed. So they will put in their contracts. The forum of first resort is the Singapore Arbitration Center or the Bangalore Arbitration Center, because they know at least that they can get a forum for dispute resolution. So there are obviously Singapore being the best example, but there are a number of international arbitration centers that do volume business that provide an optimal, forum for dispute resolution for multinational and cross-border disputes. And there will always be a role for that. What I've been trying to do is when we visit some of these centers, one year Peter Robinson from Strauss and I taught at the Arbitration Center in Kuala Lumpur, and they were just developing mediation. And what we try and do in these places is convince folks to include mediation as the first step on the stair step of dispute resolution forums leading to arbitration. So that for these big cases that are finding their way to arbitration, why not have a first stop in a mediation environment to see what can be done? And even if 5 or 10% of those cases can be resolved successfully through mediation, that's a huge savings of time and money for these large companies. So arbitration definitely has its role. The United Nations effort, the UNCTAD a resolution that's up for vote on, I think, August 7th, is an interesting international effort coming out of the Singapore Convention to try and formalize a mechanism for enforcing disputes for enforcing agreements that come out of mediation, not arbitration. So right now, there are mechanisms for enforcing the award of arbitrators in an international environment. There's no comparable mechanism available for mediation yet. The hope is that with enough signatory countries, that any international cross-border mediation that's engaged in that results in an agreement can then be enforced through this mechanism. So there's a lot that can be said about arbitration, obviously, and I'm happy to sort of share ideas, but I'm truly not an expert in that area.